Six of the apartments in the Urbana Arts development would include studio space where artists could both live and work. There would also be an arts and culture center and 9 single-family tiny homes for rent. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin thinks the project would bring more residents to downtown and more visitors, too.
We see this as complementing everything we do with the public arts program, with the farmers market, and making the area, of course, more attractive to people who want to visit.
Bryn Shore Development wants to build Urbana Arts on a city-owned parking lot across from Lincoln Square. The $20 million project will include both market-rate and affordable housing dependent on Bryn Shore qualifying for federal low-income tax credits. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.